Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris, Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. It is such a privilege and honor for us to be with you today, to be able to share this word of faith and grace, and I want you to understand something. Maybe you're going through a struggle. Maybe you're going through a battle in your life. Maybe you're going through tough situations in your life. And maybe you don't know what to do. Maybe you don't know which way to turn. But I want you to understand today that when you're going through situations, when you're going through trouble, when you're going through all these things that are in your life, you got to understand that you got to walk by faith and you got to remain steadfast in the faith. So send this podcast to somebody. Let them know you're thinking about them. Let them know you're encouraged. You're being encouraged. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith." You know, when I was a young Christian, I was taught that if you wanted to resist the devil, I had to rebuke him. So whenever the evil thought came to my mind or I was tempted, I found myself saying, "I resist you, devil, in the name of Jesus. I bind you, devil. Go away from me, devil. I rebuke you. I come against you. I stand my ground against you." And I would do that and I would do that. And you know, this went on until God showed me one day that though I had resisted the devil, I had spent more time talking to the devil than I had talking to God. I was more conscious of the devil than I was throughout the day than I was of God throughout the day. And you know, I was rebuking and I was binding everything that went around. And I know that maybe a lot of you went through this same situation in your life. But you know, I began to search out and I began to get in the Word of God. And I checked the Word of God and I realized that we resist the devil not by focusing on resisting him, but by establishing in the faith that we are made right with God through Jesus' blood and that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Him who knew no sin became sin that you and I might become the righteousness of God. So we resist the devil not by focusing on resisting him, but by establishing in the faith that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, what a wonderful revelation that is, because you know, I used to bind everything and resist everything and rebuke everything and curse everything, and I spent more time talking to the devil in the run of a day than I did talking to God. You know, yes, the devil will continue to remind you of your mistakes, of your failures, and of your sins. And he'll tell you that because of these things, you cannot receive your healing, that you will have to pay for your mistakes, or that something bad will happen to your family, or all these things will come against you. You know how he does. He accuses you, he condemns you, and then he tries to persuade your heart to believe that he can do bad things to you. But we know that he can't do bad things to us. We know that we're walking in power, we walk in authority, and that we have power over enemy. But we got to understand that. We got to understand that 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 said, "The Son of God come to destroy the works of a devil." But the truth is, the devil cannot enforce anything in your life if he cannot persuade your heart. And your heart cannot be persuaded if it's steadfast in the faith. So it is established in righteousness. God says that once you are established in righteousness, you shall be far from oppression, and that you shall not fear from terror, for it shall not come near to you, in Isaiah 54, verse 14. Now, that's a powerful scripture, and I want to read that again. God says that once you're established in righteousness, you shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near to you. Now, I want to read that again, because that's powerful. You shall be far from oppression, you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. In other words, once you established in righteousness and you know who you are, oppression and fear and all these terror and all these things that the enemy wants to bring, they cannot come anymore. Why? Because you and I are standing in upright in the things of God. Because remember, we're not trying to win a battle. We're not trying to get a victory. We're starting from a place of victory. We've already won. We already have victory. So when you think about remaining steadfast in the faith, remaining in that faith of who you are in righteousness, how many of you know that we're as righteous as Jesus? So now that my heart is established in righteousness, I can boldly declare, yes, I have these problems in my life, but I'm not guilty in God's eyes, that I'm absolutely clean. I'm justified in His eyes by faith because of what Christ has done. I am righteous by Jesus blood. Beloved, that is how you resist the devil and become undevaluable. In other words, he can't devalue you. He can't deceive you. And you know, the Bible, he walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So that means he can't devour everybody. But if we give him opportunity, the Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist him. In other words, stand against him in your faith, that no weapon formed against you can prosper. So you stand steadfast in the faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the words of Christ. So as we walk and we stand, remember, the devil is defeated and you're walking in the beauty of his grace, and you have beauty of grace that you're standing in, and no weapon that he tries to come against you with, because we're not ignorant of his devices, and we have the beauty of grace, and we are more than conquerors, and we are victorious.